T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, it feels real good to get back into it. It is a Friday night on Alt 94.9, and it is time once again for a rock and roll happy hour via Zoom in my East County garage. And with this hot weather, there is no perfect thing to drink than what I have in my glass tonight. It is Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, looking very comfortable. How warm is it?
Well, it's hot enough. I've kept my yam bag powdered.
And from Gold Bond to our guest tonight, we've got Sean from Serpentine Cider. Dude, welcome back to the program. I couldn't keep Ken away when I told him that you were this week's guest. He instantly went, can we talk about reptiles and amphibians?
Reptiles.
He's met the illustrator of this field guide. He met the man.
What is that field guide you have, Ken?
Western Reptiles and Amphibians Field Guide. It's a Peterson guide, illustrated by Robert C. Stebbins. There's Encetina. That's one of my favorite salamanders. They got a big square head.
Do we get a lot of those here in San Diego?
You've got kind of a big square head.
I've been accused of that many times. So, yes, the last time we had Sean on the program, it was part of a big session we did with a lot of people in the Mirlani Makers District, and Ken and Sean geeked out on herps for almost the length of their segment. I guess that is... It's apropos because that's kind of how you named...
Don't talk about the length of my segment. Children are listening.
That's kind of how you got the name for Serpentine Cider, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I got it with my business partner and I. She's a biologist also. We both study snakes, lizards, reptiles, all that kind of stuff. And we were out in the desert talking about names of cidery. Serpentine was on there, and I stepped on a Sidewinder rattlesnake right on top of the head. And it was fortunately for me, it was a cold day out, so it didn't strike. It was a really, really cold morning. It just got really pissed.
Of course, dude, if you step on anybody's head, it's going to get pissed.
Imagine that.
You're postdoc and you don't step on snakes.
So after, 10 minutes of yelling and cussing and screaming, I was like, well, Serpentine Cider, so it's got to be, right?
But now, you guys have been up in operation for how long now?
About 2.5 years now, coming up on 3.
So in that time, not only do you have your spot in the Mirlani Makers District off Mirlani Drive, but you've also just recently expanded into a University Heights tasting room as well, right?
Yeah, the perfect time to expand, right? Right during the middle of a wonderful global pandemic. Our grand opening wasn't grand because, we were limited to about 18 people, but it was a great opening.
So tonight, I want to talk about the ciders you're making. Another reason why you're on Rock and Roll Happy Hour tonight, it involves you on a certain Facebook group and my wife. We'll talk about that in a little bit because that comes into things that are currently brewing over at Serpentine Cider. But one thing real quick, if somebody's looking to grab some of your cider, what is the best way to do it? Can we stop by either location, get crowlers to go? Is there a place, can we actually sit and have a drink? Do you have like food? Because I know that's one of the rules right now.
Right now, we encourage to-go orders. We sell 32-ounce crowlers to-go. They're right around $15. You can get it at either location, the one in Mirlani or in University Heights. But you can also come in the Mirlani location. We do have a full kitchen, so you can come there, have a couple ciders, have some food, and sit out on our patio.
Apples count as food, don't they?
That's what I've been saying, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You got your daily allotment of
fruit right here in your mason jar.
That's all you need. More veggies.
Well, you know what they say about an apple a day and keeping the doctor away. We're going to take a break, and we're going to launch into our first cider from Serpentine Ciders next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It is Alt 94.9. There's the can. You can see it if you're looking on screen right now. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is Jeremy via Zoom in my East County garage, live on a Friday night, drinking cider with two people that I absolutely adore, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Sean from Serpentine Cider. Just talked about the two tasting rooms where I highly encourage you to support, either dropping by the Mirlani Maker District location or the University Heights, grab Crowlers to go. The Crowler price, I'm shocked. It's so competitive to Crowler prices for beer, because I know that apples cost a crap ton more than grain does.
So much more, yeah. But what I've noticed, being a cider guy, I'm a big beer fan also, but when I go to grocery stores or something, I see a four pack of cider for $3 more than a six pack of craft beer. I won't even get that. That's a ridiculous price. So I'm trying to keep it competitive, even though you're right, the margins are a lot less, but I want people to realize what craft cider can actually taste like. It's not what they think it is. And the only way to get that is to take a little hit on some margins and get that out there, get some people drinking and talking about it.
I love me some lagers when it's hot out here in East County, but sometimes this is what I crave. I've been sitting here guiltily drinking our first cider for the last 15 minutes, enjoying every sip as I sit here and kind of sweat in my garage with no AC. So let's talk about the first cider that you poured out for us tonight. What is this?
This is our guava cider. It's our number one seller at the tasting rooms. It's one I've been making ever since I started the cidery in Mirlani. But even more than that, it's one of the first ones I started making at home like 9 or 10 years ago. I had a lot of friends that have guava trees. I used to have one also. And it's easy enough to grab just way too many guavas that every tree has here. You know, you go to a tree and it has 1,000 guavas on it, and you're going to eat 4 of them. So what are you going to do with other 9,000 guavas? You're going to let it go to waste. So I take all that and I'll make it into a cider. I keep it off dry. The sugar levels I've actually had tested are comparable to our Miller Lite. They're about 3.6 grams per 12 ounces, which is ridiculously low.
Just has such a pleasant, sweet, crisp flavor to it. I can't believe the sugar content's that low.
Yeah, so that's the crazy thing about using actual real ingredients, right? You know, you get the flavor, but you don't get all the sugar. You don't get all that stuff that you don't really like. And you know, you ferment the sugars out. That's why it's about 7% as well.
Anybody who drinks ciders and go, I don't like them because they're too bubbly. They give me too much gas. One of the things I like about your cider is I don't feel like I'm sucking down a crap ton of carbonation. I don't feel like the carbonation is making it more stringent than it needs to be.
It's carbonic acid. When you highly carbonate something, especially a cider, carbonic acid will build up into it, and it'll actually make it taste even less sweet than it already is. My stuff's already really low in sugar, so if I highly carbonate it, it'll make it taste even less dry, and I don't need that. So when you think of highly carbonated ciders, a lot of them are in the big bottles, and they're really sugary, and that's why they can get away with that, is because that carbonic acid takes away some of that sugar. I don't want that. I want it to be still bubbly, because you know, you want something really refreshing, but not incredibly bubbly, not incredibly, you know, sweet. And that's when people come into the tasting room and they say, hey, I don't like ciders. I tell them, good, I don't either. That's why I started this place. If I loved every cider that was out there, there's no reason for me to start up a cider. I'm here to change people's perspectives.
Cheers to you, my friend. This is one of my favorite ciders to drink. And I will consume the rest of this glass as we take a break, because we've got another one coming up next. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Oh, guilty again. I shouldn't have done it, but I did. I took a sip before we started this segment. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Sean from Serpentine Cider out of the Mirlani Makers District. Also, you can find their tasting room in University Heights off El Cajon Boulevard. I highly suggest, if you're in both those neighborhoods, you swing by, pick up some crowlers, support local businesses. With all this going on, it is the hardest thing for our local breweries, cideries, meaderies to stay up. One of the things you can do to support is drop by Serpentine Cider and grab some of the guava that we just had, which was an absolutely fantastic warm weather cider, which if you're out in East County like I am right now, sweating in my garage, you know how hydrating that is and how delicious. What tasting room are you in right now, Sean?
I'm in the University Heights one.
What are the hours in terms of picking up beverages from you guys? Or does it vary from day to day?
As of now, we're sticking with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just trying to get the weekend crowd.
What's the best way to keep up with what hours you guys are rolling? Is it the website? Is it social media?
Social media pretty much does everything nowadays. We try to keep the website and Google up to date on all of our hours. But whenever we get any notifications, we try to throw it on social media as quickly as we can.
We've already had the guava. What is this gorgeously, what color would you call that, Ken?
Raspberry.
Raspberry colored.
It's raspberry blackberry to get it right.
Yeah, we're just going up there with the alcohol levels.
I have no problem with this. Though.
Now, that's a problem with some berries. Berries can actually get pretty boozy tasting. It takes a little while to figure out how to keep the raspberry flavor from getting really boozy. I think that I've been able to do it. This is another cider that I've had since day one. It's one of the core ciders, and I keep it on constantly because in San Diego, it's always perfect weather. And this is another really good drinking cider that you can drink at your house.
How many cores do you have in terms of your ciders? We pop into the tasting room. So guava, the raspberry, blackberry. What else falls into that core lineup?
The original is just the dry apple. So it's just apples and yeast. Then we do sour cherry. The core ciders, I'm trying to keep all ciders that are really different, but they show a versatility for what ciders can be. The last one is apricot hops. So apricot hops is for beer drinkers that don't know that they like cider yet. So I try to help them realize that they do. Apricot hops is a pretty hoppy cider that has the back end. It tastes like apricots. So it's kind of like a hazy East Coast style IPA. And it creeps in there with a 6.9% also. So it's an IPA flavor with literally about three times less sugar than most IPAs.
Which sounds like three times less hangover to me.
That's what I like to say as well. I've not been hungover on my stuff, and I drink it way too often.
That means I can have more. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate your wise guidance on this.
Perfect. While Ken pours himself the rest of his mason jar.
You can fit a lot into these things.
Yes, you can. We're going to play this song and drink more from our friends from Serpentine Cider. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Apparently, Sean, sometimes pen pal to Greg Graffin from Bad Religion. The things you learn about somebody when you're drinking cider and talking on a Zoom call. So far, we've had Serpentine's Raspberry Blackberry, amazing, amazing, refreshing 7% cider. Their Guava, which is just slightly under that. So if you're looking for a session, you can start with that. Both those you can pick up in their tasting room. We're going to do next a cider that I didn't believe was possible. But let me ask you something. Since we're talking about how we can support you guys, you have a Vipers Club, V-I-P-E-R.
It's our VIP club. So everybody in cider, the cider world, their club is the Insider Club.
Insiders.
All right, we can't do that. We have to do something better than that. It's a membership club. It's a yearly membership. You get a crowler of your choice every month. You get 15% off discounts, hats, shirts, all kinds of free stuff. We have every few months, we have a get together with new ciders that I make. Anything that I want to try, a little 5-gallon batch, I let them try and tell me if it sucks or not. And I take their criticism and I tweak it the way we all think it needs to be tweaked, and then I come out with a big batch. So a lot of times some of my new ciders have been passed through the gauntlet of the Viper Club.
I love that. That is absolutely freaking awesome. If we want to be a part of that, we can sign up from your website.
Yeah, sign up on the website, come into the tasting room, let us know, and we'll set you up with that.
Check that out. As we take a break, we come back, we've got our last cider for this evening on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Man, I hate when Zoom tells me that there's only so much time left on our call. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, our guest of honor tonight, who has made the wonderful cider ciders we are drinking, Sean from Serpentine Cider, which this all kind of randomly came about getting them on the program tonight because my wife ran across a Facebook posting in some gardening group that she's a part of that Sean was looking for lavender for a special brew that's coming out in your tasting room relatively soon.
Hopefully a couple weeks.
And we have a crap ton of lavender around our house. So we invited you over to trim the lavender. Thank you, because I didn't want to do it myself. And, you know, you brought some cider with you, and here we are. Friday night drinking. We've had your raspberry, blackberry. We've had the guava. And the last one we end with tonight, I'm so excited. What is this last cider we've got in front of us?
This is a Bananas Foster cider. So this is fresh bananas, pecans. This is actually one of the only ciders that I ever add sugar to. I added a little bit of brown sugar to top the pecans and the bananas. And the only reason why I did that is so I can light it all on fire with a giant torch.
Awesome!
So I flambéed all of that. And so I can get that good flambé Bananas Foster taste to it. And threw it all in a cider, let it sit and absorb all that goodness. And this is what this is.
Do you set it on fire before or after you put it in the keg?
I set it on fire before.
Can I set it on fire now?
Yeah, try it. Yeah, let's see.
I get it. I get that caramelized sugar. I get that banana taste. There's a nuttiness in there too.
Yeah, the pecans on there really bring out a little flavor, but it's more of a mouthfeel to me. The pecans add something while you're drinking it that you just can't place, but that's what it is. It's the pecans.
That is magical.
We're upping the alcohol content. This is a 7.5%.
You've steadily took us up to the stratosphere.
Oh, man, that is smooth and delicious, and just a hint of that banana flavor. It's not overpowering.
Yeah, and I was reluctant to do a banana cider because I hate banana flavor, but it turns out I hate artificial banana flavor.
Yeah.
When you use real bananas, and I think about 400 pounds of bananas in here. And
that's the best sentence I've heard all day. 400 pounds of bananas.
With that, it is time for us to wrap things up. I appreciate you guys hanging out. Appreciate you being here. Thank you to Sean. And with that, we're out with this. I will see you next Friday night on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.